When we had the idea of this project with Radu Mileanu, who is the famous French director, you know, we edit a kind of trailer before the film. So it was with an interview that we made and some pictures of internet. And with this trailer, we went to the United Nations in New York to meet Stéphane Dujarric from DPI at the time, and we present the project. And all the staff said, wow, the United Nations and this project are in the same line, so we support this project. And after, I met Caroline Petit and Afsaneh Basir from United Nations and now UNRIC in Brussels, and they always follow the project. And when the film was edited in Brussels, so they came to see, to watch the film, completely finished, and they said, yes, we support the film again. And in Brussels, we make a screening, you know, in Beaux-Arts. It's a big place with United Nations. And today we are in Vienna with United Nations UNIS. And the future project is to make a screening in New York with United Nations. So it's a long story.
Yes, because United Nations speaks a lot and calls upon the safety of journalists. And journalists today, they defend democracy at the risk of their own lives, and that happens very often. So they use the power and language, and in the case of cartoonists, the power of images as their only weapon. What, in your view, should be done to improve the safety of journalists?
The safety of journalists and the cartoonists, because cartoonists are kind of journalists too, you know. They make drawings about the situation, about events in their society. So sometimes it's really dangerous for them, because to explain the situation about a president who abused the power, or sometimes when some bloggers are prisoners, or this kind of subject are really taboos. And I mean, the cartoonist and the journalist are the warning of the society with their only pencils in their articles or the drawings. But, you know, the cartoons, we can sew a cartoon in 1 minute. We can analyze the situation immediately. It's maybe the difference between them.
And of course, sometimes their portrays can be misinterpreted, their messages. How do you view that in your documentary? Have you faced that in your documentary when making the movie?
Yes, their message are sometimes misunderstood, because, like, you know, the Danish cartoonist, it was the example. It was not the film about the Danish cartoons, because we didn't want to make another film about this story. But it was the story at the beginning for the creation of Cartooning for Peace. Because we can see sometimes when the people, you know, just see the first degree of the cartoon, they don't understand the cartoon. In the Danish cartoon, it was not Muhammad Prophet, you know, it was the terrorism. Danish cartoonist wants to tell it's not good, the terrorism, but Muslim, it's a good religion, you know. Sometimes it's difficult, I mean, for people to understand all the levels of the cartoon, and cartoonists are always here to explain them, you know.
So where do you see the role of the United Nations, for example, in freedom of speech, in freedom for the media? Where do you see the change?
I hope the change, really, because United Nations can work with journalists, with cartoonists. You know, every day they can defend with the initiative like Cartooning for Peace or associations. And we can see when a cartoonist is in danger, they can contact United Nations or Cartooning for Peace to help them. And I mean, in the future, I hope they can work together, because Cartooning for Peace can tell the story of a country or a situation of a cartoonist to the United Nations. And I mean, they can help them together. It's important to work together.